was the best Thanksgiving dinner ever. It was so good. I think you killed us.
Couldn't possibly eat another bite.
I need something sweet.
Does anyone want to watch TV?
Yeah.
Sure.
Monica, your remote doesn't work.
Phoebe, you have to lift it and point.
Oh. Oh, forget it.
Hey, you know what we should all do? We should play that game where everyone says one thing that they're thankful for.
Oh, aye. I am thankful for this beautiful fall we've been having.
Oh, that's sweet, Joe.
Yeah, the other day I was at the bus stop, and this lovely fall breeze came in out of nowhere and blew this chick's skirt right up. Oh, which reminds me, I'm also thankful for thongs. It's not so much an underpant as it is a feat of engineering. I mean, it's amazing how much they can do with so little material. And the way they play with your mind, I mean, is it there? Is it not there?
Are you aware that you're still talking?
Is anyone thankful for anything else besides a thong?
Huh, I don't know what to pick. Am I more thankful for my divorce or my eviction?
Wow, see, and I didn't think you'd be able to come up with anything.
I'm sorry, it's just, this is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
No. I am the king of bad Thanksgivings. Can't just swoop in here with your bad marriage and take that away from me.
No, you're not going to tell the whole story about how your parents got divorced again, are you?
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Really?
No, come on. I want to hear it. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without Chandler bumming us out.
See, it's a tradition, like the parade. If the parade decided it was gay, moved out, and abandoned its entire family.
Now, Chandler, dear, just because your father and I are getting a divorce doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means he would rather sleep with the houseboy than with me.
More turkey, Mr. Chandler.
You're right. Yours is worse. You are the king of bad Thanksgivings.
Well, I don't know about that. I've got one that's worse.
Really? Worse than more turkey, Mr. Chandler?
Did the little rich boy have a problem with the butler? Yes, mine's worse. More bandages! More bandages! Please, can I get some more bandages in here? This man is so cute! Oh, no.
In this life, Phoebe...
This life. Oh, okay. No, Chandler's is worse.
Man, it must be so cool remembering stuff like that. I don't have any past life memories.
Of course you don't, sweetie. You're brand new.
I know Monica's worst Thanksgiving.
Oh, let's not tell the story.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I know. It's the one where Joey got Monica's turkey stuck on his head.
What?
Joey got a turkey stuck on his head?
Hey, it's not like it sounds.
It's exactly like it sounds.
Hello?
Hello?
Phoebe?
Joey? What's going on?
What? I put it on to scare Chandler.
Oh, my God! Monica's gonna totally freak out!
Well, then help me get it off. Plus, Well, it smells really bad in here.
Well, of course it smells really bad. You have your head up a dead animal. Hey. Hey. Hey, did you get the turkey bacon? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Who is that?
It's Joey.
What are you doing? Is this supposed to be funny?
No, it's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be scary.
Get that off now.
I can't. It's stuck.
Well, I don't care. That turkey has to feed 20 people at my parents' house, and they're not going to eat it off your head.
Hold on, okay? Let's just all think.
Okay, I got it. Phoebe? All right, you pull. I'm going to spread the legs as wide as I can. Joey, yeah. Now is not the time.
Sorry, right, sorry.
Okay, count to three. One, two, three!
Ah! Ah! It worked! I scared you, I knew it!
I'm over here, big guy.
Yeah, you are! I scared you!
You did look like an idiot.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one who looked like an idiot, all right? Remember when Ross tried to say butternut squash and it came out squatter nut bosh?
Yeah, that's the same.
That's it. That's my worst Thanksgiving.
Oh, wait. That can't be the one that Rachel was talking about because she didn't even know that that happened.
All right.
So what's yours?
Which one? I really don't want to tell the story.
Oh, come on, Monica. Reliving past pain and getting depressed is what Thanksgiving's all about. You know, for me anyway. And, of course, the Indians.
Look, of all people, you do not want me to tell this story.
What is that supposed to mean?
Monica, I think Rachel's here. Okay.
Chip and I broke up.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you know how my parents are out of town and Chip was going to come over?
Yeah, and you were going to give him, you know, your flower.
Okay, Monica, can you just call it sex? It really creeps me out when you call it that.
Okay, and by the way, while we're at it, a guy's thing is not called his tenderness.
Believe me.
Hey! Oh, hi. Everyone, this is Chandler, my roommate and lead singer of our band.
Ross.
Oh, this is Monica.
Hi, I'm Ross's little sister.
Okay.
So glad you could come, Chandler. We've got plenty of food, so I hope you're hungry.
Oh, Mom, no. Chandler hates Thanksgiving and doesn't eat any Thanksgiving food.
Oh. Oh, I'm so glad you brought him here, then.
Chandler, if you want, I can make you some macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Well, as long as the Pilgrims didn't eat it, then I'm in.
So, Rach, does it feel weird around here now? You know, since I've been away at college?
Oh! No, not really.
Well, that's cool. So...
Oh, I cannot believe Chip dumped me for that slut, Nancy Branson. I am never going out with him again, you know. I don't care how much he begs.
I think his begging days are over now that he's going out with Nancy Branson.
You know what? I've just had it with high school boys. They're just silly. They're just silly, stupid boys. I'm going to start dating men.
I'm sorry, Judy. I couldn't find that ball you and Jack were looking for.
Call them Mom and Dad, you loser.
What a cook!
Chandler.
Did you like the macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah, it was great. You should be a chef.
Okay. Guess what? All that stuff about Nancy Branson being a slut was all a rumor, so Chip dumped her, and he wants to come over to my house tonight.
Oh, that is so great.
Oh, gosh. Hey, listen, if you and Chip do it tonight, promise me you'll tell me everything.
Oh, totally, totally. You know, it's not that big a deal. We already kind of did it once, you know.
I know, but, you know, this time you're going to definitely know whether or not you did it.
I know.
Oh, and Chip promised that this time it would last at least for an entire song.
So I'm thinking of asking Rachel out tonight. You know, maybe playing her that song we wrote last week.
Emotional Knapsack?
Yeah.
Right on. But don't take too long, okay? Because, you know, we're going to test out our fake IDs tonight, right? Clifford Alvarez?
Listen, Roland Chang. If things go well, I may be out with her all night.
Dude, don't do that to me.
Oh, no, it's cool. You can stay here. My parents won't mind.
No, it's not that. I just don't want to be stuck here all night with your fat sister.
Hey.
Monica, why don't you finish off these pies? I don't have any more room in the fridge.
No. No, thank you.
Well, Judy, you did it. She's finally full.
I called you fat? I don't even remember that.
Well, I do.
I'm so sorry. I really am. But come on, I was an idiot back then. I rushed the stage at a Wham concert, for crying out loud.
Oh, I can't believe you called her fat.
I can't believe you let George Michael slap you.
I am really sorry. That is so terrible. I'm so, so sorry.
Actually, you know, that's not the Thanksgiving I was talking about.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was actually...
Okay, you know what? Thanksgiving's over. Let's get ready for Christmas. Who wants to go get a Christmas tree?
Oh, no. I have the cutest Christmas story.
Okay, but we want to hear Monica's Thanksgiving story. Yeah,
fine. All right. Mine had a dwarf that got broken in half, but, you know, whatever.
So, Rachel, your mom tells me you changed your major again.
Oh, yeah, I had to. There was never any parking by the psychology building.
Hi, Rachel.
Oh, hi.
Wow, love your new nose.
Hi.
What? Dr. Wolfson's an artist. He removed my mole cluster. Want to see?
No, God, please let me. Hey.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah. Aww. Hey. God, your hair sure is different.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Can't believe how stupid we used to look.
So, where's Monica?
She's upstairs. Monica, come down. Everyone's here. Ross, Rachel, and the boy who hates Thanksgiving.
Hi, Chandler.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? Is there something on my dress?
Dude, you look so different. Terrific. That dress, that body.
Dude.
Sorry.
Yes, yes, Monica is thin. It's wonderful. But what we really want to hear about is Ross's new girlfriend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Her name is Carol, and she's really pretty and smart. And she's on the lacrosse team and the golf team. Can you believe it? She plays for both teams.
So, Chandler, I guess I'll see you at dinner.
Dude.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome. You totally got him back for calling you fat. He was just drooling all over you. That must have felt so great.
Well, it didn't.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I look great. And, yeah, I feel great. And, yeah, my heart's not in trouble anymore. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I just don't feel like I got him back, you know? I just want to humiliate him. I want him to be, like naked, and I want to point at him, and I want to laugh.
Okay. That we may be able to do.
How?
Well, guys tend to get naked before they're going to have sex.
What? I didn't work this hard and lose all this weight just so I could give my flower to someone like him.
Okay, first of all, if you keep calling it that, no one's ever going to take it. And then, second of all, you're not going to actually have sex with him. You're just going to make him think that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he's naked, I can throw him out in the front yard and lock the door, and then all the neighbors will just humiliate him.
And then you will definitely get him back.
Okay, so how do I make him think that I want to have sex with him? Here's what you do. Just act like everything around you turns you on.
What do you mean?
Well, like anything can be sexy. Like this dish towel.
Ooh. Ooh. This feels so good against my cheek.
And if I get a little hot, I can just dab myself with it. Or I can bring it down to my side and maybe run it through my fingers while I talk to him.
I can do that. Okay, good.
Get some pizza. He's coming. Hey, what's up?
Monica, I was wondering if you could make me some of that righteous mac and cheese like last year.
I'd love to.
Ooh, I love macaroni and cheese. I love the way this box feels against my cheek.
Okay.
Oh, and I love carrots. Oh. Sometimes I like to put them between my fingers. Like this, and hold them down here while I talk to you. And you know, if I get really hot, I like to pick up this knife. And I put the cold steel against my body.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. It's...
What do we got here? 20-year-old male. He's got a severed toe on his right foot.
Could you please not do that feet first? You know where his injury is. Severed toe, you just said it.
Says here the knife went right through your shoe.
Of course it did. They're made of wicker.
Did you bring the toe?
Oh, yes, I have it right here on ice.
Don't worry, son, we'll just reattach it and then...
What? What is it?
You brought a carrot.
What?
This isn't your toe. This is a small, very cold piece of carrot.
You brought a carrot?
Oh, my God. There's a toe in my kitchen.
I'm sorry. I'll go back and get it.
It's too late. All we can do now is sew up the wound.
Without my toe, I need my toe.
Okay. I can go really fast. Dad, give me the keys to your Porsche.
Oh, I'm not falling for that one.
That's why I lost my toe. Because I called you fat.
I didn't mean to cut it off. It was an accident.
That's why for an entire year people called me Sir Limps-a-Lot.
I'm sorry. Was it your whole toe?
Yeah, well, I missed the tip. It's the best part. It has the nail.
Chandler.
Sir Limps-a-Lot. I came up with that.
You're a dork.
I can't believe this.
Chandler, I said I was sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry doesn't bring back the little piggy that cried all the way home. I hate this stupid day and everything about it. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait, Chandler, come here. Is there anything I can do? Anything?
Yeah, just leave me alone for a little while.
Oh, I'm a duck. I go quack, quack. I'm happy all the time.
Nice try.
Wait.
Look, Monica. This is not gonna work.
But this will work.
You are so great. I love you.
I said, you're so great. And then I just stopped talking.
You said you love me. I can't believe this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You love me.
No, I don't. Stop it. Ah!